Harris County commissioners in Texas will receive a plan next week to renovate and save the Houston Astrodome, a building that some people called the eighth wonder of the world when it opened in 1965.
The shape of things to come in our national sport as the baseball season gets underway. The spanking new Astrodome is the new $31 million home of the Houston Astros, a domed stadium that holds nearly 50,000 for a baseball game and more for conventions and meetings.
But time caught up with the Astrodome. It's gone mostly unused since 1999 when the Astros found a new home. And Harris County has been struggling to decide whether to save it or tear it down. The latest proposal to keep the dome alive was led by Wayne Ratkovich for the Urban Land Institute. The report essentially says the building is too historic to tear down. And Wayne, it seems like the big question always asked is, why is an empty sports venue built in the 1960s so important?
Most of the folks who answer that respond by talking about baseball, because baseball is really what triggered the whole concept of the Astrodome. Houston was growing into a major city. Major League Baseball was expanding. Houston wanted baseball. The weather in Houston in the summertime, as everybody knows, is not conducive to baseball. So the idea was quite creatively to construct an enclosed dome in which baseball could be played. That was an engineering feat. It was a feat of enormous civic entrepreneurship and enterprise and cooperation. It was a great achievement for the city. So that in itself, I think, was a significant moment when they created the first indoor stadium.
But this is an awfully big building to keep around when it's not being used for what it was built for, just to keep that history alive, isn't it?
Yes, it is a big building, and it would be another very ambitious feat by the city of Houston to make this work.
Well, tell us what you want to do exactly.
Well, start with the fact that the dome is part of NRG Park, and NRG Park has three major enterprises adjacent to the dome. One is an NFL stadium where the professional football is now played. They have an international trade center that is right next to the dome. And most significantly is the Houston Livestock and Rodeo Show, which is an enormous event in Houston. Part of what we suggested was not just to improve the Astrodome, but it was to improve all of NRG Park. It is a pretty stark, barren area right now, with parking for 26,000 cars. So we're suggesting that there be an improved connection to public transit, that there be significant landscape improvements so that the arrival to NRG Park is a much more pleasant experience than it currently is. When one arrives at the Astrodome, you can enter it slightly above grade level. And on that main floor, the new main floor that doesn't exist today, would be the great meeting place for pregame activities for the NFL, for the Houston Livestock and Radio Show for their activities, for trade shows to be conducted by the International Trade Conference that takes place there. So there is a grand open space on the ground floor with pavilions that would, for example, follow the trace of baseball. It would follow the history of space, of technology, of medicine, all things that Houston has good reason to be very proud of.
Now, the price tag for your plan is more than $240 million, and it calls for a mix of public and private money. But voters have already said they're not willing to foot the bill for a renovation project. There was a bond issue that failed back in 2013. How could you make this work this time around? How could you get Houstonians behind you on this?
I think the answer, Jeremy, is a compelling story. And there is a compelling story associated with this building. I think the people who were the supporters of the prior bond issue, by their own admission, said it wasn't as good an effort as we should have made. I think the possibility now exists, if Houstonians really like the idea that we've come up with and that there is both public and private support for it, this time around, we believe it has a chance of succeeding.
One critic of your plan wrote in the Houston Chronicle that your vision doesn't go big enough, that Houston should be talking about something on the scale of one of the major cultural icons in New York or Chicago. What do you think about that?
I think it'd be wonderful for the city of Houston to be as ambitious as they want to be with this site. I think fixing the dome is ambitious enough for right now. And if they can do that, that will be a great achievement.
If this does not work out, what happens? Does the dome get torn down, or what are you expecting?
That's probably the fate if things don't work. I think if we stimulate in the city of Houston an all-out effort to make this plan or some version of it work successfully, that would be a wonderful outcome. And if that effort fails, then at least a major effort has been made to save the building, and the consequence of that will be pretty obvious that it didn't work.
Wayne Ratkovich chaired a report by the Urban Land Institute on a plan to renovate and save Houston's Astrodome. We'll link you to his plan at our website, hereandnow.org. Wayne, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. I enjoyed it.
Back to Houston, Houston, Houston.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And I'm Lisa Mullins in for Robin Young. This is Here and Now.